Hello, okay, so as usual, so we do short meditation before the talk, so try to sit comfortably, then try keep your back straight. So first breathe gently, then focus your mind on the breath. the different techniques, so sometimes you can focus your mind tip of the nose where the wind coming in and out. So some people that much easy to concentrate, you know, just feeling how the air go in and out. Also can be focused that. Also otherwise your abdomen move in and out, can focus your mind there. So whichever comfortable, okay, so then do breathing meditation for a few minutes, so that help us bring your mind in present, you know, so try to do that for a few minutes, okay? Yes. Okay, so next set up your motivation, so going to do short meditation on Shakyamuni Buddha. So set up your motivation. I'm going to do this Shakyamuni Buddha meditation to benefit for myself, to benefit other numberless of sentient beings. Okay, so now in front of oneself, maybe distant of 3 meter there, so you can visualize beautiful golden throne. On top of the golden throne, visualize beautiful lotus. On top of the lotus, visualize the sun disk. On top of that, visualize the moon. So on top of the moon introduce them, Buddha Shakyamuni. His right hand touching mudra on the ground, touching the earth. His left hand, meditation posture, holding the arm bowl filled with nectar, wearing the monk's fully ordained robe. His eyes long, slightly open. Made of light. Lively, visualize like that. Okay, so now, then from this Shakyamuni Buddha, radiate golden light. Enter yourself. Then purify it. All our mental suffering, physical pain, any disturbance, mind, totally purified. Then your whole body filled with golden light. Feel happy or feel bliss. Okay, so visualize that one, as I mentioned, so we recite Shakyamuni mantra 5 times, do same visualization here. Yeah.
Om Daya Tha, Om Muni Muni Maha. Oh.
So then you develop this strong thought, how wonderful I become like Buddha Shakyamuni to benefit numberless of sentient beings. So now then, now slowly the Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha in front of you now comes slowly on top of your head, pacing like exactly how you sit like that, you know, like yourself like that, pacing that direction, so sitting on top of your head. So now Buddha Shakyamuni dissolve into light, then light dissolve into yourself. Then your body, speech, mind and Buddha's body, speech, mind become inseparable. Then now you become like Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So now, from your heart, radiate golden light every 10 directions. Tip of each of the tip of light, visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So also visualize all the sentient beings. So it is each sentient being above their head, that's Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha, tip of the light. From there, the light rays, golden light rays come out, enter each and every sentient beings, then purify their physical pain, mental suffering, are totally purified. Then entire body filled with the golden light. They all feel the bliss. Okay, so with this visualization, we do 5 times Shakyamuni Buddha mantra. Okay, so now the Shakyamuni Buddha, tip of the light, on top of each and every sentient being. The Shakyamuni Buddha now dissolves into light. Then the light dissolves into each and every sentient beings. Then there's body, speech, mind. Become inseparable from Shakyamuni Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Then all is an sentient being become Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So the light that you have sent from your heart now dissolves back to your heart. Okay. Okay, so today talk about last Thursday I talk about the practice of generosity. Okay, so that one. Today I talk a little bit about practice of morality or ethic discipline. Ethical discipline, like that, talk a little bit about that. So, topic is about that today. So, so here one quotation from the Shanti Deva. Dagichoba Tindeni, Tindenis, I don't know. Dagichoba Tindenis. Like this kind of my behavior. Me Lujang Tomichur. Even obtaining human rebirth is not possible. Then Milutopar Majuna, if you don't achieve human rebirth, then Dikbabashik Yawamels, then only you create negative karma. There's no opportunity to create virtuous karma. So this quotation from the Shantideva text where Bodhisattva lied. So so looking one's behavior, you know, how we behave. So that means our body, our speech, our mind, how we behave, you know, so look at that. So most of the time, even we are human being, but most of the time our speech become negative. Even our body become harmful. Our speech become harmful. Even our mind had this negative thought. So then looking at that as our behavior, how asking oneself how that is possible to achieve human rebirth in the future. So that is very, very good meditation, you know, in daily life. Look at your own body, speech and mind. Look at mindfully. So then you look mindfully. You are mindful on that. So you are able to recognize, you know, how much harm you give to other from your body, speech and mind. So if you notice that, then how that is possible to have human rebirth in future. So not possible. So then once you take rebirth in the lower realm, like animal realm, then there's only way, there's no way to create virtuous karma. Create virtuous karma, but only negative karma will create it. So then, of course, you look even deeper than what happened. Then, of course, we create so much negative karma, this life, even you are human beings. Then you take rebirth in the lower realm, like animal. Then, of course, that kind of rebirth, that's no way to create vicious karma. Very rare. So then, only engage in negative karma like that. Then, because of that, then you get worse and worse, you know, then more and more miserable rebirth. You will take that. So then, logically, you look like that. That's how that is possible. You to come back from miserable rebirth. How to free from that? Logically, you think deeply, then it's very, very extremely difficult be rebirthed. So like that. So this very, very powerful advice. So then advice from this what Shantideva's text like that. So therefore always looking what called the also Shantideva says the same another quotation there. I don't know what called Lava Sor Dabani Rabtu Timde Rabtu. I don't know. Lava Sor Dabas. So who want to keep the precept or want to keep the morality, you can say that. Who wish to keep the morality, who wish to keep the discipline, or who wish to protect the discipline, then he said, rub to dim this. I don't know how to task. Anyway, so wish to protect or wish to keep the precept or discipline, then always must always look at your mind, you know, tightly looking at your mind is important. So simply Swan Machana, if you don't look, you don't protect, you don't guide your mind, then Lava Sumar Yominus. Then you don't protect or you don't guide your mind, then difficult to protect your practice or protect your discipline. So like that. So idea is that what they're saying like that, you know, you really want to discipline yourself, then you must look at your mind all the time. You know. You don't look at your mind, then it's very difficult to discipline yourself. You must guide your mind always. So that's the. So if you don't guide, you just let go your mind, whatever your mind wants to do. Then you just let him go, whatever your mind wants to do. You don't protect, you just let him go. Then that will lead you. Oi, you playing or what? some disturbance there. You hearing me? I don't know. Huh? Is clear what I'm talking or no? Huh? So mainly it's saying that, you know, so if you don't sim yi long boy yun tang yes. If you let go your mind, just wander your mind, whatever they want to do, just let go like a crazy elephant, you know, let go. Then this mind will lead you, that this kind of mind, you let go, whatever mind wants to do, then it should bring you to the habits, the river, like hell, you know, the bottom of hell. You know, the habits, suffering you can experience. So it can bring there, you know, that kind of harm. Your mind will bring that. Even the crazy elephant, you know, the crazy elephant that doesn't bring you to that kind of miserable state. So that's the point here. So Vaishnava was saying that, you know, somewhere else, when you see the crazy elephant, then we're scared, you know. You know, this will destroy everything, we think like that, you know. But mostly, I mean, what can he do? Just destroy your life, your house, your life. You know, mostly they can harm that much, not more than that. So here different is that you don't protect your mind, or you don't guide your mind. Just let go your mind, whatever you want to do. You don't discipline your mind. Then that brings so much harm to oneself. You know, bring to the heaviest suffering, heaviest rebirth. You know, heaviest suffering rebirth. You know, like hell beings like that. So therefore, it's very important to guide, or protect, or discipline your mind. So this is also like that. This is very, very important quotation. So very, I mean, how discipline, you know, how much you can discipline is entirely depend on the mind. You know, so if you cannot guide your mind, discipline your mind, then very difficult, you know, whatever your body, speech and mind, much more difficult to guide, you know, that case like that. So this is the advice. So what I'm trying to say is the discipline, what called the ethical discipline or morality, whatever it's called. So this is very, very important. You know. So important practice. So like that. Also then there's the benefit, you know. So one is that, you know, without discipline, you don't have discipline in body, speech and mind, then that will bring us in miserable suffering, you know, in future life, even this life, you know, so much difficult suffering because we're not disciplined. Because that, so much problem even this life. You know, so same goes in the future life. Like that, because all the negative karma, you know, what you create, even the smallest negative karma, then you don't purify, then this negative karma multiply by day and day, then become extremely powerful to bring the heaviest suffering, you know, for oneself, like taking rebirth in the unfortunate rebirth, you know, so like that. So I mentioned before, once you take rebirth there, then it's almost impossible, you know, oneself to having human rebirth again. So therefore, it's very, very important to discipline your ethical discipline, you know. So like that. So So then again, one of the benefits mentioned in the Buddha mentioned in the concentration sutra like that. What call? Kawachewa. Gangkechingitu. I don't know, Kawachewa. Million of eon. Million of eon. The number is the sand of Ganges. Sand of Ganges River. Sand of Ganges River. Chingetus. So Tangye Simgi Sedam Menam Das, having a strong devotion, then you make offering the food, drink, Dukdang Pate. Duk is big banner. Then marme, also the light, chenwa, then different type of malas, chenwa yi, sanje chenwa. So this kind of number. So then sanje chenwa takti jimrochis. Then you make this kind of offering to the, you know, I don't know, like million of the Buddha. Then you make offering this. Then this, you can imagine how much merit you have in this kind of number. Time is eon, you know, not one day, but eon. How many offerings, like number of the Ganges River, the sand of the Ganges River, number of that kind of offering. What kind of offering? Fruit, cloth, drink, and picture, banner, light, whatever you make, to the numberless Buddha, you know. It's a million of Buddha, you know. So then it's considered extremely powerful merit you collect. So now here, comparing with that merit, Kangi Tamju Rabdu Jigpa Tangs. The person who practice morality, when that the Dharma is degenerating, time of the Dharma degenerating, the person who practice the morality. Dishik Dhamba Gagpar Kiweche, the Buddha's teaching also, you know, what call, diminishing. At that moment, Nyinzintune, Laba Chikchubas, then person practice day and night, keeping precept or keeping ethical discipline, even one discipline the person keep. Sonam dini teve chitapa, that merit is much greater than the earlier. So like that. So you get that? So here comparing, you know, making offering and keeping ethical discipline, or disciplining yourself and making offering at this difficult period of time. You know, so even one precept you keep, that is much greater benefit, much more greater merit you can collect. What this Buddha said in the one of his sutra like that. So so as mentioned last time, the generosity. You know, you can make generosity to the sentient beings while our possession, house, you know, whatever we have, you know, include your body, you can give to other sentient beings. You know, so but only that self cannot bring the happy rebirth. like humanity, but how much you give generosity, if you don't have ethical discipline, then it's not possible, you know, to achieve what called achieve the higher rebirth, like human rebirth and God's rebirth. That's not possible. So that's why very important. You know, even if you do a lot of generosity, you can give a lot of things or help a lot of sentient beings. But if you don't keep the precept, you are not ethical, you don't have ethical discipline, then you are not able to have the human rebirth, like higher rebirth, you know. So that is extremely difficult to have like that. So therefore, must practice ethical discipline. So so then what happened? And the point is, so if you give what you call so much, you do so much generosity, you know, but you are not you don't keep ethical discipline, then once you die, then you may take rebirth in the lower realm, you know. If you don't keep the precept, then you just do only generosity, then, you know, you break so many precepts, you don't keep at all, you know, then only practice of generosity, then you may take rebirth in the lower realm. So then, if you take in the lower realm, you know, then, of course, can be, you know, animal realm, can be a hungry ghost realm, you know. So it can be like different realm, you can take rebirth there, because not practice ethical discipline. So then you can be wealthy there, you know, as animal or whatever, you know. In a very, you can enjoy anything, you know. You can live in the, what called, like golden house, you know. Huh? So like that, you know, so, but that kind of place, you know, you can have, you know, you may take that kind of rebirth, you know. But again, of course, because due to your generosity, because of that, then you are able to have this, you know, there's no difficult finding the food or shelter or, you know, any kind of resources you want. You can get there, you know. Some even they have like 3, 5, 6 people looking after the dog, you know. So you know, even I can see some of the dog that's much luxury than yourself, you know. I don't know. You know how much they go to the what called this pet shop? I don't know what called the pet shop, you know. Huh? They wash and shampoo and brush. even we don't have that, so. I mean, yeah, so, I don't know, I mean, that's what we see normally, but even much more than that, you know. Then even the dog die, you know, they do exactly the funeral service, you know, what you call that. You know, I've been, that some people, they like the dog so much, you know, they do spend so much money for the dog, then also when they die, like they cry and everything, more than your parent like that. And they does, you know, they really put in the this pyre and this, that, you know, they really do exactly like their own son or daughter like that, you know, even more than that, you know. So they, because one of the dog is incredible, you know, they really what call, not respect or what you call, very honor. Huh? Royal, loyal, anyway, dog is very, very amazing character they have, so, You know, even if bit so much, they don't bite you. You know, once you're honest, that baby, you know, not like cat. You know, cat, you bit, that's it, you know, they're... How much you kick, 10 or 20, it doesn't matter. You know, cat is different, but dog is different. You know, even shout, you know, they just... baby, amazing. I don't know, so whatever it is. So I was sure that. So like that, you know, it can be like that because not practicing, keeping, don't have this discipline, you know, ethical discipline. So then you do a lot of generosity, then the result happen in that kind of state. You know, so like that kind of reward, you know. So that not only that, the point is, then that's it. You know, you can't, I mean, the point is, of course, you enjoy, okay, that's like that. But look from this point of view of the dog, you know, living in luxury place, whatever, you know. But he don't have concept of creating karma. Or you don't have concept of giving generosity. So point is, whatever creates so much good karma in the past, you know, giving generosity so much, but you take rebirth in that kind of rebirth, then finish. That's it. There's no other way you can create karma, giving generously this and that as an animal rebirth, you know. So then after that, of course, because whatever you create karma in the past of the generosity, then you experience even this what called animal rebirth. So that rebirth, so there's no opportunity you to create generosity, practice of generosity. So therefore you don't create another good karma to enjoy in the future. So it's not increasing. You know, whatever you create so much generosity, then next life you as a dog, there's no opportunity. So then you just finish there. You know, there's no way to what you call no way to create generosity again. So then what you call. So therefore, so in order to not to waste it, your practice of generosity. So you must practice ethical discipline. You know, that's the one of the point is that, you know. Otherwise that then that difficult to continue. There's no way to continue of enjoying of your practice of generosity. So like that. Then of course then you look like that. Then because of that one you take as mentioned before, one you take as a animal river, then there's no way you can create good karma, you know, only negative karma, you know. So that means, you know, you go worse and worse like that, you know, whatever create good karma, also that finish. There's no opportunity to create good karma. So then, you know, end of the day, not much point, you know, like that. So here the point is, you give a lot of generosity, you do a lot of giving generosity. Then, on top of that, you must practice ethical discipline or morality, keeping the precept. Then, that helps you to take good rebirth. The point is, you know, such as human rebirth, such as what you call God's realm, like that. So, That's one of the key points of having rebirth, human, achieving human rebirth, achieving God's realm. Having this good rebirth is one of the key points, is the keeping ethical discipline. So like that, then of course you have this discipline, you have a lot of generosity, you have practice, then until that you keep the precept. So then that makes meaningful, you know, your generosity practice become extremely meaningful. You know, so because of that, then you are able to take human rebirth, God's realm or human rebirth. Then of course in that rebirth, so you're able to enjoy all the necessity, you know, whatever you needed, all the resources are there for oneself. And not only that, then able to practice generosity in that rebirth, you know. So helping other or whatever, you know, so like that you are able to practice that. So then because of that, then of course then you look again, then you create so much good karma like that, you know, so lot of good karma and that rebirth, you know, having such a wild everything, you know. So then not only that, able to give help other sentient beings. So because of that, then you create so much good karma. So like that, then in this way, of course, then, you know, your wealth, you know, never ending, you know, never ending wealth in all your future life. Like this idea is that, you know, always continually having the wealth, you know, all the necessity to back to oneself, then always engage in the practice of generosity. You know, also that could be because your own habit, good karma accumulate in the past, generosity, like you have this kind of habituate in the mind, so you are able to do when you take human rebirth, God's rebirth like that. So then you are continually what engaging in the practice of generosity and keeping the precept that is goes like that. So then of course because of that, then able to slowly, you know, able to achieve liberation or able to achieve full enlightenment. You know, so like that. So so what I'm saying is very important, you know, to not only generosity, but only generosity, then you don't practice ethical discipline, then not much worth it. The point is that, you know, next life, enjoy, finish, you know, then it's end of the day that bring, you know, up to miserable rebirth like that, you know. So you look at different way, generosity, then on top of that you practice this one. on top of that discipline, you know, ethical discipline, you practice, then become very, very meaningful and become very, very powerful. What you call powerful practice for oneself, you know. So life to life, then you are able to create the what you call good karma like that. So able to achieve liberation, able to achieve full enlightenment. So that's the extremely important the point. Need to practice the ethical discipline like that. So that's the one of the point. So then, so in the text, so there's different point of ethical dimension. There are three different type of ethical discipline, you know. So here, so one of the, I don't know, I'm reading one this sentence there. What is ethical discipline? Ethical discipline is when you turn your mind away from the harming others and from the sources of such harm. So that's the ethical discipline. So so here, so many talk about there's three different type of ethical discipline that mentioned in the text. One is what you call the ethical discipline of restraint, the ethical discipline of gathering virtues, ethical discipline of acting for the welfare of living beings. So they mentioned in the Lamrim, so there's three different ethical discipline like that. So here mainly I'm talking about the first one. ethical discipline from restraint. Restraint. So that's the what I'm talking here, the main point is that. So here, so idea is that, you know, so first of course you have to understand so here the ethical ethical discipline. Here we talk about the ethical discipline from the restraint. So that is when you engage, when you about to engage in the negative action, you know, like killing, for example, like killing, you know, when the mind, you know, when you try to engage on that, so immediately you recognize, mindfully recognize that, then immediately, oh, it's not good, you know. So turn away your mind from that, you know. A harming thought arises, oh, it is not good, you know. So immediately recognize with the mindfulness, recognize that. Then you restrain, you know, you don't engage there, you know. You just stop like that. So that's the the ethical discipline from restraint, I think, means that. So generally speaking, of course, there's like so different what call like three different classic of the vows, like individual liberation, then Bodhisattva vows, tantric vows. Normally we have these three discipline there. So so I'm not going to draw all these things, but many is the what call like 10 non-virtues, such as killing like that. So killing, then three from the body, four from the speech, and three from the mind. So three the action. So like that. So what call three from the body, then four from the speech, three negative action from the body. So this total 10, the negative action. So that we all know that. So here, so mainly, I mean, what to call? So very important, and again, of course, this discipline should come from the wisdom. So what I should say is, yes, should come from the wisdom, not like punishment or this and that, but it's really coming from your own wisdom, understanding, you know, like, such as keeping the precept, you know, avoiding the killing, avoiding stealing, for example, like that. So if you engage on that, you know, that really harm other, you know. So understand that, you know, by harm other, to harm yourself. So these two things, you know, this, you know, physically, from your physically going to kill. You know, when you talk about the 10 non-virtues, many talk about the killing the human beings in bigger way, you know. So of course, so that means you really kill that one, then of course you harm the other being. So same time, you harm yourself. So like that. So the action become, your body action become negative, you know, which harm the other, which harm yourself also. So stealing also like that, you know, harming other like that. So that harm yourself also. So therefore, so with understanding that, you know, so then you with the wisdom, you know, this harm other, harm yourself, so it's not good, you know. So give me one example yourself, you know, if somebody harm me, somebody kill me, is that good or not? If somebody steal my thing, is that good or not? So give me one example like that. So it's not good. So same thing, then move to other. You steal somebody's thing, you kill someone, whether that good or not. So answer is no, you know, not good. So with this understanding, then then you don't engage on that. Sometimes thought arises, then immediately recognize, then stop. You know, so this the this is the way to practice. Way to practice the what you call practice the what you call ethical discipline is about that. So so very important. So the whole idea is that, you know, ethical discipline is looking one's behavior. You know, how you behave, how you talk, how you think, you know, really that harm other or not. Always checking on that is extremely important. So so then important, you know, what, so how you speak, you know, what kind of language, what kind of word you use, what kind of body language, how you speak. So I mean, this is very obvious, you know, people can see that, you know, so, of course, mind is much more difficult to see how he thinks. Sometimes, of course, how you think is can show from body language and the speech can be, what call, can be understood through their body language and the, how you speak, you know, able to understand the person mind, not 100%, but of course, normally, that how, you know, how we level, you know. So like that. So idea is that, you know, so how we behave is extremely important to check that. So, you know, so here, so so idea is that if we practice, you know, you very behave well, you know, you don't. Your body language, or whatever you speak, or you are very pleasant and good, or disciplined, of course. Then it gives so much, what you call, so much freedom for yourself and other sentient beings. The point is that, you know, when you are very disciplined, you know, so that gives so much, you know, that what you call, whole, what you call, the environment or whole or surround, wherever living together, and you know, around us, wherever live together, that becomes so much, gives so much freedom, you know, for other, so much freedom to yourself. So, so like that, therefore, so extremely important, I mean, daily life to practice, you know, avoiding the 10 non-virtues, for example. Very, very practical. You know, like you avoid killing, of course, you know, bigger ways, human being, of course. Then even in small ways, even insect, whatever possible, you know, avoiding from the killing like that. So this gives so much freedom to other sentient beings. Also then so much freedom to yourself, you know, such as taking Lord's rebirth. Not preta means you don't take rebirth in the Lord realm, unfortunate rebirth. You are free from that by keeping the precept, such as killing, you know, avoiding the killing, you know. So, I mean, again, of course, I don't want to kill like this, or because of this harm me, harm other, you know, this within understanding. Then you keep the precept, such as not to kill like that. So, then you will see the result of that, you know, just keeping that, you know, keeping that mind, in the mind, you know, I won't kill, you know. You know, always mindful. Also, it's important, it's mindful. Mindful and what's this? I don't know what to call another. Introspection? Huh? Huh? Introspection, I don't know. Introspection, or can be vigilant. Then another is the conscientious, I don't know, conscientious or cautious, I can be say very cautious, you know, how your body and speech, you know, always cautious, you know, how, whether your body harmed, body language harmed other or not, your speech harmed other or not, you know, always cautious and mindful on that. So this is important, you know. When you're mindful, then of course, then you have much more, you engage less in negative action if you are mindful. The problem is, if we are not mindful, then it's become very, very easy to create negative karma, you know. You know, so like that, you know, you're not mindful then, you know, such as like, what call, harsh word, for example, harsh word. So, you're not mindful, then it's, sometimes you don't mean it, but it's because you're not mindful, just come out, what call, just slip from the mouth. Huh? Slip out from the mouth. So easy. No? It's like that. Because you're not mindful. So then, what call? Then this become habit. The point is that, you know, you're not mindful, you do one time, two times, you're careless of that. You know, what harsh word means, how much harm other, you don't really think about that. You know, but somebody talk to you harsh word, this become big issue, you know. But when you talk harsh word, no issue. You know, nothing. It's nothing, you know. But somebody talk, then it's big issue, you know. So this is not correct. So, because what I notice like that, once you are habit with this harsh word, for example, I don't know what words people normally use what? What? Sometimes what? Shit? Then what else? Huh? I don't know, whatever. So anyway, so in our language, in Nepali language, there's something they use dog, you know? Very harsh word, you know, saying bad thing, you know? Dog or donkey or I don't know. What else they say, I don't know. So what I notice, you know, many of, and some of them, not many, some of them, like, they used to say that, you know. So sometimes they don't mean it, you know, but somehow just slip out, just say like that, you know. Then again, for them, it doesn't bother much, you know, they don't think much like that. So, then part of their habit, you know, then I told the person many times, change that, but yeah, it's okay, like that, but it's still, you know, just cannot, you know, so easy to come out, you know, whatever that is. So this is because of the one is habit, one is the not mindfulness. Now, so you don't notice how much you harm to other, you know. So that you know that harm other is not good. You know, so then you know that will bring, you know, so much suffering in the future for yourself. In this life you harm, therefore you bring so much suffering in the future life. So once you really understand that, then you have to be mindful, you know, how you speak to other, how you talk to other. So then you are mindful, then able to, you know, able to restrain from the harsh word, for example, you know, you don't say that much. So like that, most of our problem is like that, because even, I mean, of course, there's so many things to discipline, but mostly our words, how people are unhappy is because how you speak. Because we're not disciplined how you speak, you know. So that become very, very problem in the daily life. What I see is like there's this communication problem, you know. So like that, how they use the word, you know. One is body language, one is the how they speak. You know, so that become very, very problem in the family member, in the society, in the community, within the friends. So all this, you know, don't think about the future life problem, you know, just look at this temp, this life present problem is mostly coming from there. You know, so based on not disciplining your speech, not disciplining your body, like that. So, even this life, so there's so many problems, we can see that. Because of all this, not disciplining yourself like that. So, you know, so when you are disciplined with your speech, or you are disciplined with your body language, or then especially, of course, you are very mindful, or discipline your mind, always guiding your mind, looking after the mind. You know, all whenever negative mind arises, immediately recognize and try to let it go. You know, try to stop that mind letting go. Then this become very, very powerful practice of the ethical discipline. So without that, also difficult, you know. So only body and speech. Of course, this is your mind is not disciplined then. Not easy to discipline your body, speech and mind like that. So all boils down to, you know, discipline your mind. That's very, very important, you know, so to bring the happiness of this life, you know, then happiness to next life. You know, life to life like that. So so the point is that, so then of course there's many what you call as mentioned before, you know, so even if practice ethical discipline, then in the text mentioned that, you know, you are very well, you know, first discipline your body, speech, mind, then even the very negative thought, you know, able to stop. When you practice like that, then when you achieve, that's, you know, the Bodhisattva path, then you are, of course, the second ground of Bodhisattva path, then you are able to perfection of the morality. So that means at that, when you reach this kind of level, while practice, then it's mentioned that, you know, even the dreams, so of course when you wake up, there's no way to break the precept. Even the dream, even you don't dream about breaking the precept, you know. So that kind of very, very powerful perfection of morality, you know, when achieve. When you practice, then able to achieve like that, you know. So you don't engage any negative action. Even the dream, you don't dream about that. So like that. So so like that. So so then also I mentioned before, there's way to practice when you discipline. You know, when you when a practice of discipline, then combine other, the perfection together, so that become extremely powerful. It's mentioned that, you know. So when you're practicing morality, then so whatever you practice, for example, when you're practicing certain morality, like not to engage in killing, you know, restrain from the killing, for example, then same time you're guiding other, you guide other someone to exactly like that kind of practice, you know, giving advice or guiding them, you know, to do that kind of same, keeping same kind of precept, such as not killing. You know, you keep yourself, same time, you restrain yourself. Okay. So powerful. My hand? So same time you practice, same time you guide, you know, guide other, not to engage that. So that become like, can be like what called a practice of generosity, you know, giving advice, you know. So practice of generosity like that. So then, So when you're practicing, such as, you know, avoiding killing, whatever, you know, keeping restrained from killing, maybe that moment, maybe somebody can shout to you, or you're stupid, or whatever, you know, such as, you know, restraining from the killing, or you're such, not a clever, stupid, whatever people shout it, then be patient like that, you know, being patient, you know. So that's the, you know, same time, you know, practice, same time can be patient like that. So then of course be patient, then same time, you know, then you are very strong, this determination or strong intention, you know, to develop this morality. Keeping to keep that, you know, keep developing this such a precept like the morality, you know, such a strong intention there, joyfully, you know, want to increase more. So that's the joy. Joyous effort, you know. So become like that. Then of course, whatever collect merit, whatever, you know, so then you single-pointedly dedicate same time, you know, so that the single-pointed dedication, thinking the single-pointed benefit of keeping morality, the benefit of morality, or dedicating single-pointedly, you know, like that, so that become concentration. Then, of course, then the moral, the wisdom part is talk about emptiness here. So, you know, the for example, killing the object as the sentient beings who are not truly exist, then yourself who try to keep the precept, you are the one who practicing moral discipline also not truly exists. Then the practice itself, the morality itself, also not truly exists. So not all, they're all like illusory, not truly existent. You know, looking like that same time. So mention that, you know, even within one perfection, then you can combine together all six perfections like that. So that's become very, very extremely powerful, powerful practice of the moral discipline practice. So like that, so so what my point is here is, you know, so my talk about the morality, you know, the actual, what call it actual? Daily, I mean, of course, daily practice, daily life practice, keeping morality, you know. So man is tender and virtuous, you know, from body, how the negative karma created from the body, how the negative karma created from the speech, you know. So those are important. Then of course, how many negative mind arise in our mind, also important to recognize, you know, to mindful on that, recognize that. And especially in body, speech, how that harm to other, you know, so mindful on that, you know, then try to restrain from there, you know, then change in positive way, you know, the negative one, try to stop, then change the positive way, you know, how you talk to other, you know, talk nicely, the point is that which bring happiness to other, you know, how you speak to other, how you look at other, you know, how you help other, you know. So example giving, even the generosity, you know, how you give to the poor people, you know, give with respectfully, you know, is mentioned in the text, you know. Really give, not looking down, you know, when the beggar comes, then you just throw the thing on their plate. Not like that. And just how you really respectfully give the person, you know, with good heart. Of course, this comes from good heart, then action also important, you know. It's a good heart, then just throw, not like that, you know. Same thing, good heart, then you give respectfully, you know, talk nicely. So, that becomes so much helpful to other, you know, from your body, speech and mind. We can bring so much happiness to other sentient beings if we discipline our body, speech, mind, you know, able to bring so much happiness to other sentient beings. So that means that bring happiness to yourself. So must understand that. You know, sometimes we say discipline then become like punishment like that, but it's not like that. We have to understand that. You know, when you discipline mean, you know, to help other, you know. Discipline while mean help other, not harm other, you know. Discipline while, that means create virtues, not to create negative karma. The voice down to there. So in this way, so you bring happiness to other, happiness to yourself. You know, so this is very important. To understand that, you know, sometimes we don't understand that, you know, keeping precept become what call a burden, huh? Become the burden, heavy load, you know, huh? So that, but it's not like that. You don't understand, then become problem, you know. But you must understand, you know. So like that. So the point conclusion is that, you know. So. Much as possible, you know, body, speech, mind, use in virtuous way, help other, not to harm other. Okay, so this is the, my talk today, that's all. Okay, that's all, I think. Okay, we stop here. So next will be the next topic. What? Huh? Patient. One day on patience. Okay, mostly if people know, then can go read more in the Lamrim. Huh? You want to know more, then go read Lamrim. Okay. Okay, I'll stop here. Yeah.